This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time, and I'm still William Cooper, as much as some of you wish that I weren't. Oh, yes, I am. You know, our survey with our listeners tell us that most of our listeners try to catch every broadcast, but some of them work, and they have family commitments and other things, and so they don't get to listen to every single broadcast, but they try as hard as they can. And we have discovered through questioning sessions with the telephone callers and surveys that we have conducted that those that hate this broadcast and cannot stand the message of it listen to every single broadcast. Don't miss even one. Does that tell you something? I found that most illuminating, so to speak. Forgive me for that little pun, but. Folks, we're going to continue where we left off yesterday with the talk that I gave in Porterville, California, toward the end of winter. I believe it was the end of February, to tell you the truth. It was snowing here when we left, and there was a lot of snow on the ground up in the mountains and a little bit down here. By down here, I mean 7,500 feet. By up in the mountains, I'm talking about 9,100 and higher. So those of you who live at sea level or 2,000, 3,000, or even in Denver, which is just a mile high, I mean, you don't understand what I'm talking about. When I say down here, and I'm talking about 7,500 feet, and that's higher than a mile, I'm talking about higher than Denver, Colorado, is where this studio is located, where I live. God's country, to tell you the truth, one of the most beautiful places upon the face of this earth. And those who have been here and visited will tell you that that's no exaggeration at all. Those of you who believe that Arizona is nothing but desert and cactus and rattlesnakes and saguaro and cowboys and dust and cattle, you've been seriously misled. The state of Arizona actually and literally has every kind of elevation and every kind of climate that you can imagine, and every kind of sport, outdoors and indoors, that you can imagine. Vast forests, huge deserts, one-of-a-kind plants that you won't find anywhere else. High, high, high mountains, low, 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 down below sea level valleys and canyons, and ancient ruins of past civilizations, plains, petrified forests, and I could go on and on and on, but just want to let you know that your popular conception of what Arizona is for the most part, erroneous. Just is not true. And there's nothing wrong with the desert. The desert is beautiful. In parts of Arizona that are desert are some of the most beautiful deserts upon the face of this earth, bar none. And it's one of the few places in the world where the giant saguaro cactus grows. It has a rich history in the early days of this country, and with the Hispanics, and with Spain, and with Mexico, and in the frontier settling of this country. So many of you write and ask, why are you living in Arizona? I can't imagine why anybody would want to live in a bunch of cactus and rattlesnakes. Well, you see, it's I live here because it's one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful spot upon the face of this earth. It is inspiring. It is uplifting. It renews my spirit. And in this battle that I am fighting, I need as much of that as I can possibly get, believe me, because I just see too much of the bad side of humanity and what's really happening in the world for me to be able to exist without those kinds of things. So, and on the mountain, the little mountain where I'm perched, I can see literally for, 30, 40 miles in every direction. It is spiritually uplifting. It is beautiful beyond description. The wildlife is abundant. The people are the kind of people that we refer to as having disappeared and that you won't find in large cities. People who really know their neighbor and care about them and have been around for a long time. And children are raised here and know people all their life. From the time they're in the first grade until the time they die. And it's getting to be ever more the exception in this country. So anyway, I just wanted to go off on that little tangent because I'm very proud of the state of Arizona, very proud of this little round valley and the people who live here and what it represents to me, in my soul, as a matter of fact. It just represents an America that, for the most part, has ceased to exist anywhere else. So, without any further ado, let's get into William Cooper at Porterville, California. William Cooper, that's me. President Clinton called me the most dangerous radio host in America, and if you've been listening to this broadcast and continue to listen, you will eventually know why he said that. It's not because I would hurt anybody or blow anything up or that I'm out to overthrow the government. That's a bunch of baloney. See, I know what the government is. I support the government. I am sworn to protect and defend the government. It is the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and the lawful amendments thereto. It is not William Clinton. It is not anything else that you see or hear of. It is only that which is constitutional in nature and in the law. For the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Some of you have never understood that. You think it's just an old document penned by a bunch of doddering old men over 200 years ago that did not understand the complexities of the modern age. Shame on you. They called what they knew the esoteric, and what you know, or the profane, the exoteric. In other words, the esoteric is the inward truth, that which is withheld. That which is guarded, not known by what they call the masses. The exoteric is the outward form that they throw to the people, the metaphors that they tell. One of the ways they put it that I wrote in my book is that they speak directly to God while the people bow down to stone statues which can neither hear nor speak. Now, it doesn't mean they're really speaking to God. This is a metaphor, remember. What it means is they're really communicating the truth. This is what they believe. Doesn't matter what we believe in their world. And if they're controlling us, we have to understand what it is that they believe and why. You see, they believe that through the use of the intellect, man himself will conquer nature. And what happens when you conquer nature? You're God. Isn't that true? They believe through the use of science and the intellect of man, man will conquer nature and the universe, and man will be God. Now, does that ring true according to religion? Of course it does. Isn't that the promise of Satan to Eve in the Garden of Eden? God lied to you. He lied to you. He's withholding your true nature. You see, he doesn't want you to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because if you do, ye will surely become as gods, and ye will not surely die. Isn't that what he said? So aren't the mysteries saying the same thing? Only they're reversing the benevolence and malevolence of the two. In traditional religion, you say that the God of the Garden of Eden, who put Adam and Eve there, was a benevolent, good God, and they were living the good life. And if they hadn't have sinned, they'd still be there living and taking care of the animals in the garden and be living a blissful, wonderful existence. And they're saying, hey, that guy that put them there and kept them in the bonds of ignorance wasn't doing them a favor. They were really slaves in this ignorant state, this innocent life, this golden age. Lucifer set man free, gave him the gift of intellect, the use of which will make him God. Now, it would amaze you to know how many people really believe in this. It would absolutely amaze you to know that some of the major religions in the world, disguised as Christian religions, actually worship Lucifer in secret. You would be amazed to know how many people believe that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers. And that there was a battle between who was going to save mankind from itself. Jesus won that battle. He had his chance. He failed. Now it's Lucifer's turn. You might also be shocked to know that Tom Valentine believes that. And he said it in an interview with Richard Noon, and it's recorded in his book, 5-5-2000. What's the name of that book? ICE, The Ultimate Disaster, 5-5-2000. Get it and read it. It would amaze you to know how many supposed patriot leaders that you all look up to believe this. That are really not patriot leaders at all, but are functioning in the Hegelian dialectic to move you in the wrong direction, or to pit you against each other, or to just find out who in the hell you are. There's one that's traveled all over the whole country. And wherever he is the religion of whoever he's talking to. It's true. And some of you know that. When he's talking to Christians, he's a Christian. When he's talking to Christian identity, he's a Christian identity. If he's talking to Nazis, he's a Nazi.
Talking about Bobo?
If he's talking to Mormons, he's a Mormon. If he's talking to people who hate Mormons, he's left the Mormon church. If he's talking to the New Agers in Sedona, Arizona, he's tried every religion in the world, and he's never found one that he could believe in. That's Bo Greitz. Don't believe me? Go get all his tapes talking to all these different groups and listen to his own words. Now, I don't care what religion the man is. I believe in freedom. You know what I care about? He's lying to a lot of people. That matters to me. Some people tell me, well, that doesn't matter. He's doing good. I mean, you know, maybe he has some failings. Every time he speaks to a different group. And every time he gets caught, he says he's never going to do it again. But he does. And just recently on his radio show, this man was talking about how he put his son through past life regression and how he believed in reincarnation. The only reason I'm telling you this is so that you will be aware that you're being manipulated by a lot of different people and that you can't allow it to happen. You cannot believe anyone anymore. This is the age of deception. If you don't learn anything else today, I hope you learn that. This is the age of deception. Who's the great deceiver? So you better be careful. If you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, I hope you at least believe in God. But if you don't, you're lost. We're all lost. Without God, there can be no freedom. There can be no creator-endowed rights. There can be no protection of those rights. And we are all lost. I don't know about you. I don't want to be lost. It's a terrible state to be in. Coming up through history, these people have always been the ones who have guarded technology, who have guarded knowledge. Why do you think it was that nobody was allowed to read a book in Europe for thousands of years? Do you really think that would have hurt them if the common man could read books? Not just religion, but everything. They couldn't control man with the hidden knowledge anymore. What upset the balance of power in the world more than anything? The printing press. Why do you think President Bill Clinton calls me the most dangerous radio host in America and has sicked the IRS, the BATF, and the FBI on me? Because I didn't believe them when they told me that I was just one lonely little person and there wasn't anything that I could do. I've never believed it. Many of you are sitting here thinking that right now. I'm just one lonely little person and nothing that I can do. This is all terrible news, but what can I can do? And you'll go home and you won't do anything because you convince yourself that you can. Well, you see, I just never believed that. I just couldn't believe that because you know why? Because I'm a Christian. I'm not trying to insult you or say that if you're not a Christian, that's bad or anything like that. But that enabled me to come out of it because I looked back at what Jesus Christ, one lonely, helpless, solitary human being, did and enabled me to do whatever I want to do. See, he lit the way for me. So I wrote a book called Behold a Pale Horse. Had this big manuscript. Took me years to write it. Nobody will publish it. Well, I had this crazy feeling that if I was doing the right thing, somebody would publish it. Because I just believe that if you're doing the right thing, God will help you. And it's never failed in my life that anytime I'm doing the right thing, God always helps me, provides for me. If I'm doing the wrong thing, He smacks me down real quick. So somebody published this. Who published it? The enemy. Light Technology Publishing in Sedona, Arizona. A New Age publisher wanted to publish my book to warn the world about what they were doing to us simply because it had something about UFOs in it and they're really all caught up in that. I started not to put that chapter in there. So the enemy published my book for me. Been stealing all my royalties ever since, but I don't care. Because my goal was not to make money, it was to
open people's eyes. I don't care if she steals my money. I really don't. God provides for us, not her. So I published the book. The book made a big hit, I got to tell you. People were so scared of that book, you couldn't get it in any bookstore in this country. Now, folks, I'm telling you this not to build myself up or make you think I'm anything super, because I'm not, but just to show you that if I'm just one lonely little human being with a family that I must support just like you, and I have the same brain that you have, if I can do these things, so can you. That's what's important. Not that I did it, but that if I did it, you also can do it. The whole world was stacked against me. And I mean the whole world. You don't know what attack is. I've been attacked physically, mentally. We've been intimidated, followed. We've had weird people show up at our door at 2 o'clock in the morning with purple hair. We've been shot at, shit on, and everything else that you can imagine. We've been called every name in the book. I have been attacked by the White House, the FBI, the ATF, the IRS, the Communist News Network, CNN, ABC, CBS, and NBC, all of the major talk radio hosts in America, Rush Limbaugh, and I'm still here. And if I can do it, you can do it. And when all this started, I thought, God, I've got to counter this somewhere. And then one day there was this Stanton Friedman character on Chuck Harder. And he was just calling me every name in the book. Anti-Semitic, white supremacist, Nazi. And Chuck Harder, yeah, I know about that guy, Cooper. So I called Chuck and I said, hey, Chuck, you don't know anything about me. Why do you allow that to happen? And give me 10 minutes on your show just to correct the thing.
We don't want anybody like you on my show.
Anybody like me? But you don't even know me, Chuck.
Well, I know about you.
Okay. So I sent him a copy of my book, autographed it to Chuck from Bill. You know, read this. Got a fax from him. I can't repeat what he said in his fax because it might offend some people in here. So I said, okay, I got to get my own radio show. You can't do that. I can't. Why not? You know, radio today is like the road to Galilee. Jesus went along the road to Galilee. He'd find a rock and sit down and start talking. He didn't do what a lot of Christians do today. He didn't go out and try to grab them by the ear and force them to learn and tell them if they didn't learn they were going to hell. He just sat on the rock and start talking. And the passersby, the one to keep going, he let them go and never said a word to them. The ones that stopped, he'd just keep on talking. And pretty soon there'd be this big crowd there and he would teach to them. Well, I found the road to Galilee. It was called a satellite. And I arranged through the Becker Satellite Network to get up on satellite. And I knew that there wasn't a radio station in this world that was going to carry my show. But I was going to be on satellite right there. And anybody coming along that wanted to pick it off a satellite could just do that, you know. And I wouldn't try to force them or make them or anything. And KDNO did it. That's why some of you are here. And a lot of other stations across the country did it. A lot of low-power FM stations did it. And a lot of people in this country have satellite dishes and listen to satellite radio that I never even knew about. First 2 weeks I was on satellite, I knew that nobody was listening to me, and all of a sudden I got hundreds of letters. Whoa! Jesus was right. Find a rock and sit on it and start talking, and somebody's going to stop and listen. He's never steered me wrong, ever, in my whole life. So I had a radio show. Pretty soon, WWCR called me and said, hey, you're hot. We want you on our station 5 nights a week. I said, I don't have any money. Well, we'll put you on for a reduced rate and we'll see how it goes. We still don't have any money. Sat down with Annie and we decided, well, if God wants us to do this, God will provide the money. And so we signed a contract for a year with no money. And we did it, and God provided the money. Everything I've ever needed has been that way. When I was doing a series of videotapes on the Kennedy assassination, I needed Kennedy material, didn't know where to get it. I needed speeches. I needed documentaries of his life. We were just driving down the road one day. Remember that, Annie? There's a little thrift store there. And I never go to thrift stores in my life. All of a sudden, I pull into the thrift store and park, and we all get out and walk in. What's right in front of the door? A whole rack full of Kennedy books, materials, records, and tapes. All used, all in various stages of decay and decrepitation, but it's exactly what I needed. And how much did it cost? I bought the whole rack for, I think, like $12. Now, if you think that happened by accident, you're nuts. I needed it. I was doing the right thing. God provided it for me. And that's the truth. And I'm not up here giving you a sermon. I'm telling you about my life. You've got to determine what your life is. We were doing that. And we were finding out that a lot of people read newspapers and were getting the wrong information in newspapers. And people were attacking me in the newspapers. And printing lies, just generally lies in the establishment press. So I said, well, we're going to have a newspaper.
You can't do that. Nobody will carry your newspaper. Nobody will read it.
I don't care. I'm going to have a newspaper. So, did a newspaper. Didn't do a tabloid. Didn't do a newsletter. We did a newspaper. You'd be surprised how hard it is to do and how easy it is to do. And because we printed the truth, everybody wanted it. And I mean everybody. And because we wanted the Washington to know that we printed the truth, we sent a free copy to every representative, every senator, every member of the president's cabinet, the president, vice president, and every agency head in Washington. So we'd know. We got you pegged. We're printing the truth. And a lot of people are reading it. Oh, they didn't like that. They still don't like it. Pardon? I don't know. Bill gets one. I don't send her one because she's not an officer in government. Even though she may think she is. This is my hometown paper. It's published by a guy named Glenn Jacobs. He's just one lonely, helpless, broke little guy who happens to have a house full of kids and a wife who, by the way, gives him hell about printing this paper because he doesn't make a lot of money. It takes most of his time. But this is what he does. This is a Round Valley paper. This is where I live. This is our paper. Pass this around and see what's in this paper. You see, there's hope, folks. And you know who's doing these things? One lonely, broke, individual, helpless people with families to support like the rest of you, who are not doing what most of you are doing, saying, I have a family to support. I'm just one lonely, helpless, broke individual. I don't have any money. Don't say that to me. You can do whatever you want to do. And if you're doing the right thing, God will provide for you. I promise you that. It's a promise straight from my heart. I have lived it. I know how it works, and it's the truth. You find out what the right thing to do is. Make sure it's the right thing, and God will provide for you to do it. Now, Annie is the worrier in my family. Whenever we are running out of money or whatever is happening, she begins to worry. And when she worries, I tell you what, she lets me know. Now, what do I tell you, Annie? Trust in God and just do it. And God will provide. And God has always provided. Always. Sometimes it looks hopeless, but it's never hopeless. Believe me. When you just think everything's going to collapse, what you need will turn up if, and get me, understand this, folks, if and only if you're doing the right thing. Okay? If you let greed come into it, selfishness, if you're trying to do something to hurt someone else intentionally, God will not provide for you. If your number one goal is money, in this world, you got rich. But you're going to have stumbling blocks. You're going to have a hard, terrible life. And all of those people do, always. They're not happy people. Then we decided to start a radio network and do something nobody else has ever done. Empower the people to take back the airwaves. And they said, guess what?
You can't do that.
Well, we've done it, and we're still doing it. Now, I'm sort of jumping out of sequence here with this, and I've got to because Rosemary's leaving, and I want to make sure she leaves with this information. I think it's important because she's a leader in the Patriot community and in this community and a lot of others. So I'm going to tell you what we're doing, how we're doing it, and how you can be a part of it, and how you can alleviate the burden of expense on you and your community. We decided that one or two radio stations here and there is not enough. It's not enough to educate the American people, to bring them out of the wilderness, so to speak, and into a place of safety. Because this is the information age. Power is information, not money, today. People who don't understand what's happening are going to be the victims in this war. They're not going to have a choice. So we have to give them that choice by giving them information. We have to educate the American people. We can't do it just by depending upon the good graces of people like Richard Palmquist to run my program and others on his radio station. He did it by the grace of God for a long time without anybody asking him to, and I thank him for that, and I don't think anybody should hold any animosity toward him because he took it off, because he was never required to have it on in the first place. I never asked him to put it on there. He did it because he thought I had a message and he wanted to run it. After a while, I guess money became a problem to Richard. He sent me a bill I couldn't pay because we don't have any money. Nothing. Everything we have is put in trust for the children. Right now, between all six of the trusts, I think there's about maybe $4,000 total. And most of that doesn't belong to us. It doesn't belong to us. Subscriptions people have paid to purchase Veritas and other things. It's committed. Okay? But it is important you have your assets in trust. Annie and I own nothing, have nothing, don't want anything. Everything is in trust for our children and for the nation. We have a charitable trust, which is the Independence Foundation Trust, which everything that is not used in the other trusts goes as a donation to the Independence Foundation Trust, which gives back to the nation that which it holds. Okay? Here's what we're doing. We've put together what we call the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. WWFN for short. Worldwide Freedom Network. We have purchased a satellite transponder for 24 hours a day. Do you know how much that costs? Do you have any idea what that costs? Pardon?
$1,000 a day.
$1,000 a what?
A day.
A day? That's close. That's very close. We don't have the money. I just told you how much money we have. We purchased this for a year. Because we know that if we're doing the right thing, God will provide that money. And God never fails to do it if we're doing the right thing. So we have the satellite transponder. It's satellite GE1, the most powerful satellite in the sky. Transponder 7, write this down, folks.
Satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 is the audio frequency, wide band. So it's GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 wide band. We're up there with scheduled programming. We can't put 24-hour-a-day programming up there yet because we don't have the money for the telephone uplink to the transponder, to the satellite uplink to the transponder for a 24-hour-a-day period. It costs us $10 an hour to do that. Okay? So the listening audience so far is making donations and providing in donations $10 here, $5 there, $50. I think there's been a couple of $100 donations in order for us to put additional programming up on the satellite. The programming up that's up there is paid programming. Any of you in here who have ever dreamed of having your own radio show can now realize that dream. We only have one rule. You don't say anything on our network unless you can document it. If you can't document it, you don't say it. If you make a habit of saying things you can't document, we just take you off the network. Other than that, you're welcome to broadcast on our network. We don't even have to agree with what you say as long as it's true and you can document it. Okay? For you to have your own radio station, our own radio show, I should say, on our network costs you $30 an hour. That's the lowest rate in the industry in the world, not just in this country, in the world. It is not only the lowest rate, but it undercuts the lowest rate by so much it would amaze you. The next lowest rate is $65 an hour on Jeff Baker's Amerinet. Okay? It's $30 an hour if you want to have a show on our network. You can have one show a week, one show a month, five shows a week, I don't care. If you have five shows a week on our network, it's a flat rate, $600 per month. Where does that money go? Where's the money go? Goes to pay for the satellite. Not one red cent of it goes in my pocket or anybody else's. Period. Okay, we're up there. Who's going to hear us? Anybody got any ideas? No. We have created a network of affiliate radio stations made up of you. Micro-broadcasting on FM bands. Okay? We now have over 700 affiliates. Over 700 affiliates, some of them outside this country in foreign countries, some of them in Canada, some of them in Mexico. Okay, now, so we have a big listenership already, plus I'm on shortwave, my show is on shortwave, 9955 kilohertz, it's WRMI out of Miami, worldwide. Pardon?
What time?
5 until 7 Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. Now let me tell you about these micro-broadcasters. This is the most incredible thing I ever saw because there have always been people who call themselves pirate radio stations. That's not what we are. We're not pirate radio stations. We're not breaking the law. We don't want to break the law. We have discovered that most people don't know the law about broadcasting, and anybody in this room can own your own radio station tomorrow if you want it. Today, if there was a place across the street where you could buy the equipment. Okay? And I'm going to tell you how to do this, because I want you to do it. Somebody in this room, right here today, within a couple of months, is going to have their own radio station on the air right here. Maybe several of you. And I don't care if you carry our programming or not. What I care about is that you provide your community with an alternate source of news and programming. That's important. Because the communists and the socialists have taken over all of the media in this country and nobody's hearing the truth. You had a voice here. It's gone. whoever the new owners are, I guarantee aren't going to be like Richard Palmquist. Some of these stations are so small that they only transmit a couple of blocks from the transmitter. How many houses are in a couple of blocks? Quite a few people live there, huh? So even though they're not transmitting to a whole city, if they're transmitting a couple of blocks in every direction, they're hitting a lot of people. And if they provide programming on a regularly scheduled basis, those people can always know that they can tune in at 6 o'clock and hear this program. Right? That's what's important. You can't just decide, well, we're going to broadcast 2 hours tonight, and then we're going to be off the air until Friday, and then Friday morning we're going to broadcast an hour, and then on Sunday we're going to broadcast 6 hours. Because if people don't know that you're always going to be on the air at these certain times, they're just simply not going to tune in anymore. So you have to provide continuity. Okay? Some of these micro-broadcasting stations are broadcasting out to a quarter of a mile in every direction from the transmitter. Some of them are going out 5 or 6 miles in every direction. They're hitting a lot of people. Some of them are going out 10, 15 miles in every direction. We have one of our affiliates made the Arbitron ratings recently. We have 4 stations that are broadcasting with 90, 95 watts of power, which is powerful. We have one that just went to 120 watts. Yes? I'm going to cover that. But right now, I want you to know the potential. When you hit 100 watts, you're on your own. Because that's when you've come into the purview of the FCC, but only under certain circumstances. Okay? Here's what we discovered by studying the law. The FCC virtually has no authority, period, except to license broadcasters who are engaged in interstate commerce, period. They do not have the authority to punish, fine, seize equipment, try, prosecute, or anything else, anybody, even the people they license. They can recommend those things to other agencies, but they don't have the authority to do any of the things that they have been doing. If they come to you and issue you an apparent violation notice or a notice of apparent violation and say that you have been fined $10,000, that's unlawful. They have broken the law. They have no authority to do that whatsoever. And you have been denied due process. No charges have been brought against you. You have not been tried. You have not been convicted of anything, have you? When confronted with someone who knows the law, these people run like hell. It's happening all over the country. You would be amazed at how quickly this is growing into a groundswell of grassroots broadcasting. And who started it? One lonely, broke, helpless individual with a family to support who didn't have the money. I got on WWDCR and said, this is what we're going to do. You guys are all going to go out and buy these little broadcasting transmitters, and we're going to start this, and we did. And it's a success. How many of you, are there anybody in here listening that listens on one of our FM affiliates? Anybody in here from any place? Okay, this is unusual. Usually there's at least one or two. We're on the air between 5 and 7 p.m., my show, we have other shows, 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight. There may be a low-power broadcaster in this area who's carrying our programming. I don't know. Go through your FM band slowly during that time. If you hear my voice, you've got a station near you. If you don't, you need to make a station near you so that everybody can hear either me or somebody else or your own programming. You can just play music for 24 hours a day. It's up to you. Here's how you can do it, folks. For less than $1,000, you can have your own radio station. When I say less than $1,000, I'm not exaggerating in any way, shape, or form. It's the truth. And if you all get together and share that cost, you can have a community-owned radio station that you all donate time to and help run for $25 or $50 apiece. Okay? You must be less than 100 watts to be safe. You can be over 100 watts if you're not broadcasting interstate or across any international boundary and you're not engaged in commerce, which means no commercials. Okay? If you're going to have commercials or go across a boundary, you better not have 100 watts, and you better not have commerce. Okay? So you got to be less than 100 watts, no commerce, and it's got to be intrastate. What's intrastate mean? Within your state. Within your state. Your broadcast cannot go across a state line or an international boundary and should not be able to be received by ships at sea. Okay? If you stick within those parameters, the FCC has absolutely no authority, no jurisdiction over you whatsoever. We wrote a letter to the FCC, folks. Said, please, tell us about your regulation of intrastate broadcasting on the FM band. Guess what we got back? The FCC does not regulate intrastate broadcasting. The FCC regulates interstate commerce amongst broadcasters over 100 watts of power. I've read the letter on the air several times. We've also prepared a great legal dossier from all of the confrontations with the FCC across the country. And guess what? The FCC is leaving all of us alone. Because we're not violating the law. We're within the law. We're doing the right thing, and we know what we're doing, and we can quote the law to them. And they don't want to see us in court. Recently, the FCC tried to intimidate one of our 95-watt broadcasters. He wasn't intimidated. Neither were we. The FCC said, well, in that case, we'll help you get a license so that you can broadcast with even more power. So the FCC is helping that station get a license. How about that? I have a station in Eager, Arizona, 101.1 FM. 101.1 FM Eager. Classic radio, like you always wished it could be. Yes, it is.
It's a little girl who does it a lot of times.
That's the little girl who does it most of the time. But occasionally I do it too. We started off with 25 milliwatts of power. With 25 milliwatts of power on the mountain where we live, surrounded by 7,000 people, we were going out 6 miles. We added a little 1-watt amplifier to it. Now we're going 15 miles in every direction. We own the valley. There's a commercial station there nobody listens to anymore. They don't listen to them anymore. Everybody in the valley is listening to 101.1 FM Eager. When we're not carrying regular programming from the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network on my station, I play oldies all the time.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that's the point in the tape where there's a large break and is impossible to continue without fast-forwarding to beyond the break, because this is taken from a videotape made at the speech. And at this time, when the break occurred, the videotape was not turned off. To fast forward it to a point in the tape at this time, with just a few minutes left in the hour, is just about impossible to do it and find the proper place where the talk continues without just wasting the rest of the hour. So what we'll do is we're going to stop the tape at this time. And for those of you who wish to help the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network continue to expand its programming, we urge you to call Southwest International Trading at 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432, and ask how you can get your hands on some real money right at this time. And folks, these are not the only opportunities that you have. Southwest International Trading can furnish you with any kind, and ladies and gentlemen, I do mean any kind of precious metals commodities in their various forms. Bullion, coin, numismatic pieces, collector's editions, medallions, whatever it is that you are particularly interested in. And I hope that you will take full advantage of this service, because if you don't hear what you want offered on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, you should call Southwest International Trading and tell them what it is that you want. If you don't know what you want, call Southwest International Trading and ask them for suggestions. Tell them what your goal is. What is it that you want to do by purchasing precious metals? And Gene Miller will speak with you personally and attempt to arrive at a solution to your particular problem at the lowest price that you can find anywhere. But right now, as a special for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, we have MS64 Morgan Silver Dollars, PCGS rated and completely enclosed and sealed in plastic, $45 each. Not too long ago, ladies and gentlemen, this same coin was wholesaling. I started to say retailing, but that's wrong. It was wholesaling for $300 apiece. We also have on special now 40 90% silver quarters, what they call junk quarters, for $40. That's 40 90% silver quarters for $40, or 190% silver dimes, also, ladies and gentlemen, for $40. You can't beat these deals. You know, you cannot normally purchase silver coins for the value of the silver content of the coins. I mean, that's just almost unheard of. There's always a premium on coins. These 40, 90% silver quarters and these 190% silver dimes, both, whether you buy one or the other, for $40 is right at the price of silver. And so it's a great, great deal. It's also exactly what you need to protect yourself against an economic collapse. If you're ever in the kind of situation where the societal structure breaks down and transportation is interrupted, I think we've all noticed the fact that when these things have happened recently in major cities, it didn't even take 3 days for major supermarkets and grocery stores to run out of all foodstuffs on their shelves and in their reserve and storerooms and refrigerators and freezers. It was just all gone. And when that happened, nobody had anything to eat, and it didn't matter how much money they had. Nothing mattered, folks. So we advise you to take the proper precautions. Make sure that you have food stored, water stored, that you have coins, precious metals, real money that you can use to barter, to purchase, to do all the things that you need to do in case no one will accept the phony money that you are now carrying around in your pocket, and it is phony. Make no mistake about that. It is not real money at all. It is a misperception. And as soon as the major numbers of people find that out, the system will just collapse. You have to have a source of spiritual enrichment, and you have to have the means to protect all of these things, which we hope is going to be guns and ammunition, and the ethics and moral structure that will allow you to use them in the proper manner and not the improper or unlawful or wrongful manner. So you need to take the steps, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure that you obtain all of these things so that you and your family can survive any kind of a major societal breakdown, economic collapse, anarchy, any of these kinds of things. And don't think that they can't happen. I mean, there's a lot of people in Los Angeles thought that these things couldn't happen, and they found out differently not too long ago. And it can happen where you're at. Just like the people in Los Angeles, if you think it can't, you're laboring under a misapprehension. So call Southwest International Trading for your precious metals portion of what you need at 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432. 1-800-295-2432. Talk to Gene Miller. He's your friend. He's my friend, and he'll help you. Also, we can lower your long-distance phone rates for you if you'll let us. Call Connie at 520-333-4578 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And she'll be glad to explain to you how it's done, what you need to do, how much it costs. It's only $1 a month, the service charge. You don't have to go to any meetings. You don't have to do anything else other than shift your long-distance carrier. We can lower it to 10 cents a minute, 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, or we can get it down to 9 cents a minute all the time if you don't mind calling between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning with 6-second billing and a very, 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 very low service charge. Good night, folks, and God bless each and every single one of you.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a nonprofit community service.
This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.